An update now on a story we reported 3 weeks ago. We spoke to a group of master American bakers as they were preparing for the Coupe du Monde de la Boulangerie. It's a grueling Olympic-style competition held every 3 years in Paris. Top bakers from all over the world vie for the coveted World Cup by baking more than 300 picture-perfect specimens. Well, Team USA, or Team USA as we know them, took home the gold. The French team took second place, and last year's champions, the Japanese, slipped to third. William Lehman is the captain of the Bread Bakers Guild Team USA, and he joins us now. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
How tough was this year's competition?
I think the toughest part was just being in that setting. You know, you can practice, but that doesn't always prepare you for the people, the crowds, and plus the microphones that are going all day long, and just people that you know, they're hollering at you, they're trying to get your attention, but you just can't look up. There's just too much at stake to stop. We were just so excited after it was over with that we finished on time, and I guess it came down to the last few seconds of me finishing the showpiece, and 5 seconds, actually, that it was cutting it pretty close, but you know, we had practiced so much, and it felt so natural.
Well, explain that to me. 5 seconds? You had 5 seconds to go when you actually laid your presentation out?
All right. I was putting the cables, finishing up the cables for the Golden Gate Bridge. And the Golden Gate Bridge was holding all the sandwiches. And it was red. I used paprika for color. And it looked pretty much like the real thing.
A Golden Gate Bridge made out of bread dough.
Well, the Golden Gate Bridge was actually coming out of Mount Rushmore. If you can picture that, Mount Rushmore's in the background. We have the president's faces on the background, and that's coming around to the front. And you know, a meter is 3 feet by 3 feet. And the bridge is actually surrounding the centerpiece of the whole showpiece, which was the Statue of Liberty surrounded by wheat, and then a large bald eagle.
So when all this is said and done, did someone eat the Statue of Liberty?
No, actually, it was still there standing when we left. And the French showpiece, I think, took a tumble.
Well, William Lehman, congratulations to you and the rest of Team USA. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
William Lehman is the captain of the Bread Bakers Guild Team USA, which won the coveted gold medal at this year's Coupe du Monde de la Boulangerie. This is NPR.